June 28, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. It's not fair. Opening prayer. On this Sunday, Father, I come to you with praise and thanksgiving. You are God Almighty, and yet you are more than just mindful of me. You love and care for me. Read Psalm chapter 44. For the director of music of the sons of Korah, a Maskil. We have heard it with our ears, O God. Our ancestors have told us what you did in their days, in days long ago. With your hand you drove out the nations and planted our ancestors. You crushed the peoples and made our ancestors flourish. It was not by their swords that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. You are my king and my God, who decrees victories for Jacob. Through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. I put no trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. But now you have rejected and humbled us. You no longer go out with our armies. You made us retreat before the enemy, and our adversaries have plundered us. You gave us up to be devoured like sheep, and have scattered us among the nations. You sold your people for a pittance, gaining nothing from their sale. You have made us a reproach to our neighbors, the scorn and derision of those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations. The peoples shake their heads at us. I live in disgrace all day long, and my face is covered with shame. At the taunts of those who reproach and revile me, because of the enemy who is bent on revenge. All this came upon us, though we had not forgotten you. We had not been false to your covenant. Our hearts had not turned back. Our feet had not strayed from your path. But you crushed us and made us a haunt for jackals. You covered us over with deep darkness. If we had forgotten the name of our God, or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God have discovered it? Since he knows the secrets of the heart? Yet for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake, Lord, why do you sleep? Rouse yourself, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our misery and oppression? We are brought down to the dust, our bodies cling to the ground. Rise up and help us. Rescue us because of your unfailing love. Reflect. Think of times when God has brought you through times of anguish and despair, and give thanks. Most of us know, from scripture and experience, that trying to follow God faithfully does not make us immune to tragedy. However, when catastrophe strikes, this knowledge does not easily descend from our heads to our guts. When our family experienced a heart-wrenching bereavement, a friend who is not a Christian said, not with malice but with genuine concern, "But God shouldn't have let this happen to you. You're one of his mates." My head and my mouth responded, "It doesn't work like that, Dave." But deep down, I felt that Dave had a point. The writer of today's psalm grapples in prayer with a national, apparently undeserved, catastrophe. We could summarize the fourfold structure of the prayer as follows. First, verses 1 through 8, which could, in isolation, have been a psalm of testimony to God's grace. Second, the writer's anguish in verses 9 through 16, captured in the first words, "But now." Third, the complaint in verses 17 through 22, which could be summed up as, "It's not fair." Finally, in verses 23 through 26, a loud and daring appeal, almost a demand, "Do something, Lord." Such psalms can be labeled psalms of disorientation. and are echoed in John the Baptist's dilemma in last Tuesday's passage, where his current experience is out of sync with his deeply held beliefs. Psalm chapter 44 encourages us to be honest, even daring, as we bring to the Lord our perplexity, our complaint, and our plea. It is perhaps just as well that we do not know how the Lord answered the psalmist's outpouring, since each person's or nation's relationship with him is unique, and we must wait for his particular response to us. It remains true, even if it does not always feel that way, that the Lord's response is always characterized by grace. Apply. Think of someone, perhaps yourself, who is experiencing disorientation in their faith. Use the fourfold structure of the psalm, or words from it, to pray for them. Closing prayer. Father, help me to remember always that you are my God, who loves me, who is altogether faithful and trustworthy.